Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brands, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
Now, on the Rush Hour last night in Sydney, they played a little bit of audio from the Rush Hour in Adelaide. Oh. Now, they've got a segment there where they sort of throw up rumours and innuendo, and this is how it went down on Triple M in Adelaide.
Hey, what about this one? NRL bad boy, Todd Carney.
Oh, yeah. Mr. What was it called?
Bubbling.
Bubbling, yeah.
As we know, his rugby career is well and truly over in this country. No,
did
I haven't.
Did you try it?
No,
you
I haven't.
You weren't curious?
My AFL source sent me a text message saying that GWS CEO Dave Matthews has sounded out Todd Carney about doing a pre-season with GWS.
Go away, you're making it up.
I'm not.
That's not real.
I'm not making this up.
I love this segment, but that's absolute crap.
Okay, so we thought we'd go right to the source. We've got the GWS Giants CEO, Dave Matthews, who was mentioned right there on the line. G'day, Dave. Welcome to the Grill Team.
Thanks very much. Good morning.
Good morning, mate. Now, Dave, is that true? Have you sounded out Todd Carney to come along and have a kick and have a pre-season with you?
Absolute rubbish. Okay. A complete rumour. I don't know where he got it, whether he made it up or not, but no, incorrect. Completely incorrect.
Now that we're throwing the idea at you, any chance you might give him a tingle and get him over?
As opposed to a tinkle.
I think probably it stemmed from some discussion that was around Israel Folau and Carmichael Hunt and the two opportunities those boys pursued. But no, we got no interest at all in Todd.
Okay.
We wish him well. He's obviously got some things that he's working through. But no, there's no truth to that at all.
Dave, have you had a call from the Australian Rugby Union, mate? Because given the way that their latest recruit's gone, I thought they might send a few of their players to you blokes for a season or two just to get them up to speed.
You know what? It's a very good question. I'm surprised the phone hasn't been ringing because we're the only AFL club that's ever produced a wallaby. I mean, there's 17 other clubs across the AFL landscape. Collingwood talk a big game, but they've never produced a wallaby. I think we've produced the best rugby union player in the world at the moment, haven't we?
Yeah, mate, I'll tell you what, he was a great rugby league player and a great rugby union player. You're producing dual internationals. Hey, what about all these young blokes? Dave, you've got a great crop of young fellas coming through. We've been monitoring their progress. What sort of shape's the club in?
Well, I think it's in pretty good shape. We've ticked over 13,000 members. We've won, at the start of the year, we're aiming to win 4 to 6 games. We've won 4 and we've got 5 to go. We've got some great young talent here, as you say, and hopefully over time they become household names in Western Sydney. We're really very, very keen to progress even faster again next year. So, we're really optimistic about where the club's at. We're comfortable with a great young coach in Leon Cameron. We've got some talented players. We've got a great training facility now, so we're well placed to compete on the national stage.
Yeah, we couldn't agree with you more, Dave. And we are proud, even though the Swannies are absolutely kicking ass all through the AFL.
Mate, listen.
The GWS
be honest.
What?
We like an underdog, right? Now, GWS, right? Like
that's
the Sydney
good
Swans.
News. We need to get you boys out to the game.
Well, I wouldn't mind a game.
I love the AFL. I couldn't get Matty Johnson to an AFL game.
Well, Dave, that's not necessarily true. I mean, one man I've got a lot of time for was Kevin Sheedy. Dave, he's catch up with him at Fox Sports all the time. What a great bloke. But, one thing about the Sydney Swans game, you see the Sydney Swans games, no one's actually watching the game. Everyone's watching the crowd.
That's not true.
Gus.
Mate, the Swanee fans are fantastic.
Mate, they stand there eating their prawn sandwiches. Oh. They're not even watching. They're watching.
Well, you're somewhere out of Jurassic Park, are you, mate? Have you been to a Swans game?
Mate, I saw a clip on the TV.
Well, we play Collingwood August 23rd, 4:40, Spotless Stadium. I think come and have a look at that one.
Tell you what.
Probably one of the best stadiums in Australian sport. It's a great little stadium. And
Dave.
We're gradually going to fill it up. That's the one to come and have a look at, Matty, I would have thought.
Dave, you could land a helicopter in Collaroy, pick him up and drop him at Spotless, give him a free bar with his mates behind glass, and you wouldn't get Matty Johns there.
Dave, it's not what you've just suggested there, Gus, is not a bad idea. Dave.
You want the helicopter.
Yeah, fantastic.
Dave, I'm behind you 100%, mate. You know that.
Come and sit. Oh, there's an invitation. Come and sit in the coach's box, and I'll get you on McLaughlin's helicopter, and we'll come and pick you up.
What colour do the Giants play in?
Stop stepping on the tagline for a second. Dave, if you get a helicopter on there, brother.
Righto. We'll work that out, I'm sure.
Dave Matthews, you're a good sport, GWS Giants CEO. Let's hope you give it up Collingwood that day as well. No doubt you'd love that.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks very much, guys.
Look forward to catching up, Dave.
So there you go,
Dave.
Todd Carney to the GWS Giants, locked in. Dave Matthews from the Giants CEO locked it in. He is having a whole pre-season and will probably be in the leadership group as well. Good on you, Dave. Thanks for your time.
7 and 9 on the Grill Team.